This is a gospel approach to mental health. My name is Steve Painter. I'm the founder of James 2:18 Ministries, and our mission is to show the love of God to those who are living with a mental illness. Now, one of the difficulties of being a follower of Jesus is that he's not actually visibly present. I think my choices or my actions or even my thoughts would certainly be more godly if Jesus were visibly present next to me 24 hours a day. I wouldn't make some of the decisions that I make. My decision making would be a lot easier if I could just turn and ask Jesus which of the choices was correct. But instead, a lot of the time, I feel lost. I feel like I'm groping around in the dark looking for guidance. And I know that I'm supposed to pray, and so I pray. But I don't always feel like I have made the correct decision. It's not until afterwards that I can look back and say, you know what, maybe I should have made a different decision, or maybe I wasn't able to listen to God in as closely as I should have, or maybe my fleshly desires had taken over, my sinful nature had taken over, and my impulsivity especially took over, and I made the wrong choice. So it's difficult as followers when we're not able to directly see Jesus, not have him visible and there to help us make the correct decisions, because we don't have any sort of visible encouragement. Now, perhaps you are like this as well. You've been told that God is with you, but it doesn't necessarily seem that way when you just lost your job. You're told that if you pray about it, he'll be able to help you find another one. But you've been searching for months and months and months, and you're not able to get an interview. This is a difficult economy we're in right now. That's part of the reason. Part of the reason is that the hiring process has gotten a lot more difficult than it had been in the past. But it'd be a lot easier, I think, if Jesus was there on a daily basis when you're filling out that resume to be able to say, yeah, this is how you do it, or no, this is not how you do it, or you should look at this position instead, or maybe when you go to the interview, you should say this instead. That visible form of encouragement, that visible form of guidance is just not there. Or maybe when you get your diagnosis of a mental illness, you'd love to be able to turn to Jesus and say, okay, what's next? What's the next step? How's my life going to change? Can you please help me with that? And he'd be right there being able to help you out. Or perhaps if you've been taken to a behavioral health hospital and you're there all alone and it's difficult, you're not feeling well, the people around you aren't feeling well, and the way that behavioral health hospitals have been set up, they're not the most welcoming places. And so it'd be great to be able to turn and say, Jesus, am I going to be all right? Is there a way that I'm going to make it through this? Can you help me? And he'd be right there, and he'd be able to put his arm around you and say, yeah, everything's going to be all right. But that's not just the case. It'd be fantastic, because the world is full of lonely places. It'd be fantastic if Jesus were physically there to be able to help us, to give us that hug, to tell us it's going to be all right. But that's just not how it works. And the nice thing, I guess you can say it's a nice thing, is that you're not alone in that feeling. That we all kind of wish that we were able to reach out and have Jesus give us advice, or to be able to hold us when we need that type of comfort. And the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, John writes, no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. So no one has physically seen God since the fall. Adam and Eve walked with God, but since they got kicked out of Eden, all the rest of humanity has not been able to see God. Now, Jesus is God incarnate, so we got to see a human form of God, but we haven't actually gotten to see God in the flesh. No. Not in the presence of God. We won't get that until we end up in heaven. So instead, what we are left with are manifestations of God, physically, God, God incarnate. He walked with us. Of course, does not walk with us anymore as he was crucified and then resurrected and is now in heaven. Spiritually, though, we are fortunate because we get to hold a piece of God inside of us, and that's in the form of the Holy Spirit. And so through the Spirit being in us, his love is made complete in us. We got that piece of God living right inside of us. So it's up to us as believers to take this part of God, this love of God that is inside us, and be able to show it to others. We are supposed to be the manifestations of Jesus here on earth because we have a part of God within us through the Holy Spirit. So if you're a believer, then God has already given you the means to help other people. He's given you the means to be able to do exactly what he would do if he were physically present here. We just need to tap into the Holy Spirit. So one way to do that is to pray. Again, that's a common theme throughout this, is to pray, but it's extremely important. So pray that the Spirit leads you where you can show God's love to someone. Pray to the Spirit that he strengthens you when you're in that lonely place. Pray to the Spirit that he guides you to the correct job, that he is able to move your mind in the direction for how to fill out the job applications, what to put on the resume, what not to put on the resume, what to include in a cover letter, what not to include in a cover letter, when to look for employment. Tap into that Holy Spirit. Pray to him as soon as you get that diagnosis of a mental illness. Ask him what the next step should be. Where should you go? Who should you talk to? Who can help you in the situation that you're going through? And once you've kind of gotten into that, then you'll be able to continue, say, when you're feeling better, when your symptoms have subsided, you'll be able to continue to be that person who is in tune with the Spirit and able to help other people. So you'll be able to help and guide those who maybe have newly arrived at the behavioral hospital. So as soon as you've been stabilized, you're waiting to be discharged, maybe you're going to suddenly be the person that helps the new person out. Because again, it's an extremely scary space, a very lonely space, and it's something where you need help and you need guidance, and there aren't always people there to provide that help, provide that guidance. But if you're tapped into the Holy Spirit and you've been fortunate enough to be stabilized and you're just waiting for discharge or the medication to continue working the way that it's been working, then God's placed you in there in order to be that guide for those who are new. Or maybe you're just going to be somebody who doesn't have a mental illness. Maybe you're somebody that is a caretaker, or you got a family member that has a mental illness. If you tap in the Holy Spirit, you can be that person. You can be that form of Jesus who's there with a loved one during the doctor visits. And maybe there's a flare-up, or maybe there's a brand new diagnosis, or whatever it happens to be. You don't necessarily have to say anything, because a lot of times that unknown news, unforeseen news comes to us, we don't necessarily know what to say. We want to say something. We want to have those correct words. Sometimes it's just your presence that's going to be enough. If you're there to give them the hug, if you're there to hold them, if you're there to be the shoulder for them to cry on, that's enough right there. You can be a friend to the person who just lost the job, or the person that happens to be estranged from their family due to their mental illness. Again, stigma is a big thing. Friends sometimes don't understand mental illness. Family members don't understand mental illness, or they don't want to accept the diagnosis that you might have. And if you have a friend, or if you can be that friend who can be there, who has walked through having a mental illness, who has experienced the same symptoms, then you're being Jesus right there. You're able to show the love of Christ to somebody who is in need. And being able to show the love of God to others means that you're going to be able to receive the love of God from others as well when you're in need. So there are going to be times when you're doing well that you can tap into the Holy Spirit, ask him for opportunities to be able to use your experiences and your talents and what you've gone through to help other people. And then there are going to be other times where people in your life have tapped into the Holy Spirit and they've asked where they can help out, and you're the person that they are going to be helping out. And when we do that, things change, lives change, everything becomes a lot better. The hospital's a lot less scary. Diagnosis isn't as daunting. The job search isn't as difficult. The family member who won't talk to you, although not necessarily will be replaced because they're family, but you'll be surrounded by people who are more understanding, more willing to talk to you, more willing to be open to you, less judgmental if you turn towards friends who have gone through and who are tapped into the Holy Spirit, some of the similar things that you have. So losing a friend, not going to be quite as lonely. The diagnosis is going to be less difficult. That hospital, that's going to be less scary. Our world will be based less on fear and more on love, which leads to joy and it leads to satisfaction. So here at James 2:18 Ministries, we try to show God's love again to those who are living with a mental illness. That's our mission, via this daily podcast and by donating Bibles to inpatient behavioral health facilities, being able to send the word of God into one of the darkest places on the planet for a human being. Again, it's a lonely place. It's a difficult place. It's a place where you're not feeling well. And so to be able to have the word of God right there for you in softcover format is very powerful. It can provide the strength that you need. It can provide an opportunity for evangelism. Again, if you've been stabilized in the hospital and you're kind of just waiting to be discharged because the doctors have got you there for observation, pull out the Bible and be able to read through that to strengthen you, to help guide you on your next steps, but also to help those who are really having difficulties like you were when you first got admitted to the hospital. And so we try to be able to show God's love to those who are living with a mental illness through that Bible donation program. If you would like to be a contributor to that program, we can always accept donations. You can donate on our website at www.james218.org. We're partnered with about 60 different hospitals across the country and just trying to send the word of God into that dark and difficult place. Now, if you're somebody who is in need of being able to tap into the Holy Spirit, I would like to be able to pray for you right now so that you're able to find the Holy Spirit's guidance. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for being here. Even though we cannot see you, we know that you are here. We know that your presence is with us no matter where we go. Whether we are struggling with relationships, whether we are struggling financially, whether we are struggling with a job, whether we've got a loved one who's dealing with a mental illness, or if we're dealing with that mental illness ourselves, we know that you've got us. We know that you care for us and that you love us. And as followers of you, we know that you sent your Holy Spirit to us. And we ask that your Holy Spirit guides us, and that it strengthens us, and that it gets us through this storm that we happen to be going through. And that when we come out the other side of the storm, that your Spirit will just guide us into the places that you would like us to go, so that we can help strengthen other people, so that we can be your hands and feet, so that we're going to be able to show your love to those who are in desperate need of it. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Once again, my name is Stephen Painter. I'm with James 2:18 Ministries. Our mission is to show the love of God to those who are living with a mental illness. If you'd like more information about the ministry or to donate for the donation of Bibles going to behavioral health hospitals, you can check us out on the web at www.james218.org. The 218 is spelled out. May you have a blessed day.